From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We begin this hour with breaking news out of Boston. This afternoon, with tens of thousands of runners and spectators gathered for the annual Boston Marathon, a pair of explosions tore into the crowd. They happened near the finish line. Details are still sketchy. According to tweets from the Boston Police Department, 22 people are injured and two have been killed. In a moment, we'll hear from NPR's Peter Sagal, who had just completed the race when the explosions hit. But first, we're going to go to NPR's Tovia Smith, who is in Boston. And Tovia, what's the latest? What have you heard?
We have confirmed that there were two explosions just before 3 o'clock. Police not saying anything about the circumstance yet, but this happened down on Boylston Street, as you said, near the finish line. I spoke to folks who work in the area down there. And they say that there were two loud blasts just seconds apart. The images from the scene now show the windows of storefronts just completely blasted out. People panicked immediately and started running from the scene. And the scene now, you can see there's just shattered glass all over the street, blood on the sidewalks. There is a covering of gray dust in the area. Smoke was rising earlier, but now it just looks like dust has settled over the street that was once packed with people, now completely emptied out.
And Toby, I mentioned those preliminary numbers from the Boston Police Department and a lot of detail coming out now about really horrific injuries on the scene.
It seems some very, very severe injuries. We've seen people being wheeled away in gurneys and wheelchairs. And bleeding, and as I said, lots of blood on the street. They have begun to arrive at area hospitals. There was also, of course, medical attention on the scene for the runners, so some people were being treated on the street there, but also just throngs of spectators and tourists and of course, runners. So a densely packed area when this explosion hit.
Tovia, do you know about how many runners were still on the course doing the marathon when these explosions hit?
Can't say exactly. Of course, all the elite runners finished hours ago, but may well have been still in the area. 23,000 people run the Boston Marathon. There have to be many multiples of that of spectators around through the whole course, and this is just the most densely packed area at the finish line here.
And Tovia, obviously it's still early and we don't know a lot, but what can you say at this point about anything that you've heard from officials about the cause of these explosions?
They're not saying anything about the cause, whether it's some kind of unintentional explosion from a manhole or something like that, or whether a bomb. Police do tell me that there is a bomb squad on the scene, along with the police and fire and rescue. FBI has counterterrorism teams on the scene. And law enforcement officials say that Boston police are following a lead, but no one is talking about what suspicions might be at this hour or what the cause may have been.
Okay, Tovia, thank you.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Tovia Smith in Boston. And again, the news from the Boston Police Department, the latest information from their public information officials, two people have been killed and 22 wounded in those explosions.